This is the audio program for Chicago Playworks for Families and Young Audiences for A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline Langle, adapted by John Glore. Director Ernie Nolan, scenic designer Jillian Rothman, costume designer Kara Dent, lighting designer Chris Barker, sound designer, composer Mikey Moran, dramaturg Carly Bergman, and stage manager Sarah Geis, playing October 23rd to December 1st, 2012. The 2012-2013 theater school season is dedicated in loving memory to Director of Development Tessa Crabb Cox, 1944 to 2012. The Theater School DePaul University performs at DePaul's Merle Reskin Theater, 60 East Balbo Drive, Chicago, 60605. Our email is theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. The website is theater.depaul.edu. And the box office telephone number is 312-922-1999. The cast, in order of appearance, is Meg Murray, played by Megan Hendricks, Dad and Kamazat's man, Noah Simon, Charles Wallace Murray, Daniel Mazurkiewicz, Mom, Storyteller, Kamazat's Woman, and Aunt Beast, Molly Fisher, Mrs. Watsit and the Storyteller, Lauren Blakeman, Calvin O'Keefe, Ryan Selmemeyer, Mrs. Who and Storyteller, Meredith Johnston, Mrs. Watsit and Storyteller, Miriam Lee, Man with Red Eyes and Storyteller, Ian Bartlett. This production includes the use of strobe lights and theatrical haze. The play will be performed without intermission. A Wrinkle in Time is copyrighted 1962 by Crosswicks Limited. Special thanks to Nick Sandis. The director's note. You have to write the book that wants to be written, and if the book will be too difficult for grown-ups, then write it for children. The director's note. You have to write the book that wants to be written, and if the book will be too difficult for grown-ups, then you write it for children. Madeline Langle. A year ago, I read an article titled Scholastic Experts Issue List of 10 Trends in Children's Books. In it, the president of Scholastic Book Clubs stated, "We've seen some exciting innovation in children's publishing." On this contemporary list, such innovations included books that expanded the young adult audience to grown-ups, dystopian fictions, fantasies, special needs, protagonists, and the paranormal, essentially the elements of Madeline Langle's A Wrinkle in Time. Today, Katniss Everdeen of The Hunger Games and Beatrice Triss Pryor of Divergent may lead current trends, but 50 years ago, Langle created the ultimate original young adult heroine, Meg Murray. Until A Wrinkle in Time was published, science fiction was considered a male-dominated literary genre. Langle broke with conventions and used science fiction storytelling elements to help a young adolescent character literally find their place in the universe. Combining Einstein's theories with good old-fashioned imagination, she trusted that young people would identify with Meg's personal and cosmic struggles. In 1962, A Wrinkle in Time didn't just create a trend. It blended science fiction, fantasy, and myth to create a timeless and universal story set in our own In 1962, A Wrinkle in Time didn't just create a trend. It blended science fiction, fantasy, and myth to create a timeless and universal story set in our very own unexplored universe. All of the best of children's books, Alice in Wonderland, The Wind in the Willows, Little Women, The Secret Garden, Huckleberry Finn, they partake of the universal language, and that is why we turn to them again and again when we are children, and still again when we have grown up. Madeline L'Engle. Ernie Nolan, director. Dramaturg's note. It's easy to take stars for granted in a city like Chicago. It's even easier to forget they exist at all. But did you know that you and I are composed of atoms of dead stars? We are all literally stardust. You see, when the death of a star, called a supernova, occurs, the explosion scatters enriched star guts throughout space. This event helps create the building blocks of all life and matter as we know it. In her Newbery Awards speech for A Wrinkle in Time in 1963, Madeline L'Engle proposed that a book, too, can be a star, explosive material, capable of stirring up life endlessly, a living fire to lighten the darkness. Certainly, L'Engle herself was a star, inspiring children and expanding their thoughts of the universe. By L'Engle's definition, you, whether teacher, parent, or young theatergoer, are stars as well. Each of you is a living fire to brighten the darkness. I'm sure L'Engle was addressing each and every one of you when she finished her Newbery speech with, "You are all very special lights in a frequently dark world, and we need you. Thank you. Thank you." Carly Bergman, fourth year BFA, Dramaturgy Criticism. Biography of the director Ernie Nolan. Theater Studies faculty. Ernie is a director, choreographer, and playwright dedicated to reimagining stories for young audiences. As producing artistic director of Emerald City Theater in Chicago, he has directed over 15 productions, including the Broadway in Chicago transfer of Pinkalicious. A resident artist of the Coterie Theater in Kansas City, Missouri, he made his off-Broadway debut as a choreographer with Lucky Duck at the New Victory Theater last year. An assistant professor of theater studies at the theater school at DePaul University, he has directed The Witches, The Giver, and The BFG for Chicago Playworks. His work as a TYA playwright has been featured both nationally and internationally. Ernie's plays, A Fairy Tale Wife, Snow White, and Beasts, are published and licensed by Dramatic Publishing. His adaptation of Eileen Christalo's Five Little Monkeys has been staged in Milwaukee and Washington, D.C. His new play, A Lonely Boy's Guide to Survival and Werewolves, premieres at La Jolla Playhouse this winter. Ernie currently serves as the Vice President of Theater for Young Audiences USA and sits on the board of the Illinois Theater Association. A graduate of both the University of Michigan Musical Theater Program with a BFA in Musical Theater and the Theater School at DePaul University with an MFA in Directing, Ernie has been awarded an Ann Shaw Fellowship and was featured as one of DePaul University's 14 alumni under 40 in 2011. The audio-described performance of A Wrinkle in Time is on Saturday, November 3rd at 2 p.m. with a pre-show touch tour, which is free, beginning at 1:15 at DePaul's Merle Reskin Theater.